Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Two. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Bob Nagin still with us. He's been hanging out with us now for couple of segments, and we asked him to stay one extra one because I want him to talk to us about a really important topic. But before we get there, I want to remind you that he's the founder of Whizbang Training, WHIZBANG Training. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website and all the things that he and his organization does, including his wife Susan, who's his partner in business and in life. And they're the authors of Marketing Your Retail Store in the internet age. Speaking of the internet age, Bob, one of the things that I spend a lot of time talking about in my new book, The Age of the Customers, is a chapter called Global Mobile. And in that chapter, I said mobile computing was not any part of your past, but it will dominate your future. What do you think, Bob, for retailers?
You know, absolutely, you know, just the world is becoming connected by the phone. And recently I did a talk on the future of retail. And I believe that when we talk about mobile, it's going to become even more mobile than your phone or more mobile than something like a Google Glasses. I believe that they're just going to stick something under your skin. And no, I do. I really do.
One of these days, a child is going to be born with Bluetooth coming out of his head somewhere, or a USB coming out of the back of his head, something like that. No, the thing is, one of the challenges I think retail has, Main Street has, is acting as if the internet is their enemy. The truth is, the internet is their savior. And it's not a matter of either or, traditional or online for them. It's both and, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And mobile is the direction of that both and.
That's right. And you know, going back to to your term, the age of the customer. So assuming that you do an amazing job, that your business is, that your store is all it should be. That whole thing, you know, all that, the age of the customer, the fact that the customers are in charge, and the interconnectivity of today's customers is your friend. So that's one thing. One is, if you do a great job in a very traditional sense, meaning, you know, you manage your inventory well, you've got a great team, you got great salespeople, you got great merchandise, the word gets spread more quickly because of mobile and the internet. But also, you know, to your point about, you know, doing things like having a mobile-friendly website, making sure that your website represents who you are.
Which I tell people, I like how you said it, Bob, because I tell people that they don't need to worry about having a mobile app, because that's a whole other thing. They need a mobile site, don't they?
That's right. You are precisely correct. And it's becoming easier and easier. And it's interesting
and less expensive,
right now,
not expensive to have a mobile where your regular site conforms to the mobile screen, the small screen, which is not to say that it just gets smaller. It's just that you reorder it, don't you?
That's right. And so the statistics. I don't remember the exact statistics, but recently in a meeting in our office, someone came in and was like, "Holy cow! Our tip of the week is now the amount of people who are reading our tip of the week on their mobile device." I mean, it was startling. It was like, you've got to be kidding me.
And you had to be thinking, wow, what if we hadn't done that? What if we hadn't made that available like that?
That's exactly right.
You would have lost most of those people.
That's correct. And I want to say to all your listeners, and you alluded to it, is that, you know, this change is, if you want, you can't ignore it, that this change is real. It is accelerating, not slowing down. But, you know, if you just change the attitude from, oh my gosh, not another app, to, hey, there's a lot of interesting things out there. I just need to be open and receptive to what might be best for me.
Mm-hmm.
It can be good. And I think there's a distinction between asking yourself what might be best for me and panicking and thinking you have to do everything.
Exactly. Now, you're helping your clients with this, aren't you, right now? So folks?
A little bit. You know, but what we do more of is send people to the experts.
All right. Well, so, folks, check that out, whizbangtraining.com. Hey, Bob Nagin, thanks for being here. Thanks again for 10 great years.
Hey, Jim, thanks. I'm honored to be part of it.
Come back soon. Bob Nagin, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.